Hello, this is Manzara, and welcome to the fourth episode of Anger. We are unfortunately without Ninja, but joining me normally is...
Ramen Noodle King. Yeah, let's go.
I remember your own name.
Mr. Mecca.
That jerk. Fuck Ninja, we don't need his homo ass.
He doesn't have any internet still.
Yeah, he's out.
What kind of loser doesn't have the internet?
Anyway, we actually got two pieces of email today, which is surprising.
That's not people we know, right?
No, it's actually not. It's two completely different people. I know. Last time we used to get emails, these people we knew.
Except for two people. There was two people we didn't know, and they were, like, really goofy.
Yeah, I think they were fake.
We were unsure of them.
Well, one wanted to fuck Sean's noodle. He wanted ramen's noodly goodness.
It was probably some dude claiming to be a 16-year-old girl or something. 40-year-old fat.
Probably some fat chick. Right up your alley.
Yeah, I like those fat chicks. They got a lot to push on.
Yeah, you know. We're cushion for the pushing.
Yep.
Ride the waves.
Surfboard on that shit. Scuba deer go diving in.
You don't need a blanket. You just, you know, wedge yourself in between the fat rolls. Anyway, what about these damn emails? What the...
Okay, I'll go ahead and read the first email. It's from Joey Smurge.
That sounds, yeah. All right, yeah, what does he say?
He says his subject is, yo, my niggers.
That little bitch, I want to fuck him up. Where does he live?
Why do you want to fuck him up for that?
Because he's a little punk.
Okay.
Who said it?
I'm just kidding.
This guy sent the email, Joey Smurge.
Joey Smurge?
Smurge. It's S-M-E-R-G.
Smurge?
Smurge.
Smurge. Oh.
Smurge.
Smurge. Yeah.
How the fuck is anybody with the last name of Smurge gonna talk shit to anybody? Oh, yeah, son? I'm Smurge, yo.
There goes another fan. I'm not sending emails to you guys anymore.
Right.
No, really,
if
what
they
he said.
They want to be emo kids. We don't want them anyways. Fuck it.
Okay.
Screw them emo kids. No. Trash them out.
He says, hey, Anger. I just discovered your show recently after surfing the internet.
Go figure.
That sucks. Must not have life.
I'm surprised we're on.
Definitely don't laugh. You must be really bored. I'm surprised that anybody even knows about our shit.
Probably clicked on the wrong link.
He spelled Anger with two R's on
accident. Hey, what is this?
He's one of those like, compulsive typers or whatever. He's like, Anger, damn it. Oh, what's this? This is a show. No video games and shit. All right, well, it's, oh, God. So what does he say? Anything? He just
I'm reading it. He goes, I really like how you guys think. He says, I wonder, though, is Manzara retarded or something?
Yeah.
I like this guy.
Fuck you, guys.
Answer is yes.
He said, Horse POV will be the best site ever. Ninja's on getting right on that once he gets the internet connection back up. We already got a horse and Sean prepared.
Yep.
That's probably what happened to him. He's in the fucking hospital now.
That horse cock is dangerous.
It's on life support.
Shit broke his jaw.
Anyway, I got a few games, animes, movies I'd like you all to think about. In anime, he has Trigun, which you know everyone's seen Trigun.
Trigun. That's like fucking 5 years old. 10 years
older
old.
Older than that.
It's fucking old.
Cowboy Bebop, which I think is overrated. I don't think it was that great, to be honest.
It had a few good fights, though, but yeah, we'll go without it.
Gantz, which I think is like, I don't really know what hell that's about, actually.
You guys seen that yet? I've been interested in looking at it, but fuck, dude. I can't tell by just looking at the cover. Like, anime, you read it, I'm like, man, this is gonna be badass. So you pop it in, and it's like some fucking panty raid shit, and they just, you know, walk around and don't kill nothing or don't do anything, and I'm bored. Wasted $50 on shit.
What's it about? Do you know what's it about?
Fuck, I don't know. Even if it says what it's about, it's not really what it's about half the time.
He's holding a gun in this pick. It might be good.
Yes, guns equal good, John. Anyway, after that, he says Death Note, which, you know, is fucking awesome, so.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
He's cool, then. So, he knows Matt's a retard, and Death Note's awesome, so we're good.
Games, he has Shadow Colossus. I think he talked about this one a little bit, is what he said. Yeah, we did already, but it is an awesome fucking game.
Yeah.
Jump on stuff.
It, just like that.
I wasn't fond of a snake boss, though. That thing was a pain in the ass.
TJ had problems with the fucking water boss. He couldn't fucking jump off the tooth. I don't remember.
The one where you gotta beat the shit out of it in order to make it move?
The teeth from the top of the head.
Yeah, dude, I had that son of a bitch walking everywhere. I covered every square inch of that water. I swear it
you
was... Just,
you're supposed to leap off, then get him to leap on the power
thing. Oh, yeah,
thing.
Thanks. Yeah,
then you jump on his chest and stab him to death.
Yeah, good job ruining it for everybody.
Whatever.
Duke Nukem, which I've played some of the games for that. I don't think it's that great of a game, to be honest.
I think I've played one game. It was good
back in the day because it had cool sayings and shit. It was innovative for its time.
Balls of Steel!
What the fuck?
Chrono Trigger, which is fucking awesome. I love that game.
Dude, yes. Chrono Trigger. Whack off to that game.
You whack off to Chrono Trigger?
What? No. I say.
The next... Anyway, after that, he says, thank you. Hope you continue to make more shows. Anyway, the next email is from Patricia Konacki.
That's the name of the...
Yeah, that's the name of the email account. At the end, it says it's from Matt Rennigan. So I don't know who it is. I don't know if you're a dude or a chick. Email us to tell us, please.
Probably some dude.
What was the name?
Patricia... Is the email account's Patricia something. I can't pronounce it. And then it says...
Konacki, maybe.
And at the end, it says it's from sincerely from Matt Rennigan. So, I don't know. I think it's either a dude or a guy. Or a dude.
Probably his mom's account.
It's probably like a 12-year-old kid underneath his, like, mom's email address.
Oh, apparently he knows how to spell better than I do. So, it says, Dare Anger, in big letters. Here is your mile. I spelled mail wrong, apparently, on our web pages. So, as requested on your... As requested on your site.
You suck.
I full-heartedly blame that 100% on Enzar, because he is a typing retard.
And then he says, go fix your spelling now. Go fix the spelling now.
Go fix the spelling, asshole.
I'm going to leave it now. I'm leaving it like that.
Just going to leave this shit in
there. Well, you go fix it.
Anyway, he says, yeah, like the podcast. I think you guys should go see the Transformer movie. We'll get into that later. TJ did go see that movie. Not in theaters. He says pirate that shit. He didn't pirate.
What?
Yeah, he says pirate it.
Fucking bitch. He's like fucking ninja. Fucking bitch. So, I'm gonna watch this on a little bitty 2-inch screen with a bunch of heads popping in the front of it and some kid screaming next to me. Yeah! Good job getting that download shit. Fuck that. I want the IMAX. Fuck that shit.
He says...
Yeah.
He says the first half of the movie was okay. The plot explosion ratio was good. Last part was generous in the explosion Megan Fox ratio. Now tell me, would you guys watch a movie if it was just Megan Fox jumping up and down in slow motion for an hour?
Maybe not for an hour.
Is there any other people in this movie?
Is there somebody underneath her?
Anyway, he says celebrities need to stop dying. Although, since Michael Jackson is dead. Now, Tom Cruise is the worst person in America.
Who?
Duh.
And then he says, Manzara, you need to stop clicking on links. It says, Manzara, don't click on this. I already clicked on it earlier. It was, I'm an idiot.
Apparently, he sent a picture of his asshole.
I hope to God that's not his asshole.
Man, it's like, that's the best vagina I've ever seen.
Okay. It says, ninja needs, don't know. I don't know what the fuck that's supposed to mean. Mecha needs to be less gay. His gayness is only surpassed by the collective gayness of all the Final Fantasy protagonists from 7 onward. With the exception of Orin and Vincent Valentine. They're just badass.
Well, Vincent was an emo anyways. I don't know what
to... Yeah, Mecha F. That's my name on the net. Bite me.
Is that your comment to his comment?
Yes. Yes, that's my comment to his comment. I've had that name longer than he's been alive, probably.
Alright, it says, ramen needs higher sodium content for more sodium-induced power. That or a 6-pack of Budweiser.
What the fuck? There's your answer.
Apparently he has a 6-pack of Budweiser.
No, it's a 12-pack. Yeah.
It says...
drink it and jump off a cliff.
And he says at the end, TJ is fine.
That's right. Damn right I'm fine. I'll make fun of him if I wasn't.
Then he has some website which I click on which doesn't mean anything. And then it doesn't work. And then it says, sincerely, Matt Rennigan. So I don't know if this dude's a chick or a girl. I still have no idea. Now it's time to get on to the news section. These are the 10 most played, avidly played Wii games in America.
There's only like 15 games out there, so you've knocked out 5 off the list.
But Super Smash Bros. Brawl is, of course, the most played Wii games with, I think, 67 million hours or whatever. Followed by Guitar Hero 3. Animal Crossing, which, who the fuck cares about Animal Crossing? Apparently a lot of people. Then they got Fire Emblem, and then Twilight Princess.
Dude, that's what sucks, though, is that that's lower than the other shit.
Yeah.
That should be right up there with Super Smash Bros.
But it's not really a multiplayer experience, though.
I see Guitar Hero and Smash. I don't know why Animal Crossing's up there that high, though.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why the fuck is Animal Crossing higher than Zelda?
Because there are a lot of stupid people out there.
Well, I think
they can't figure out fucking Zelda.
And, you aren't listening to what this is cataloging. This is amount of time played. Animal Crossing is a game that requires time invested.
Yeah, it does.
You need to play it a lot if you want to get anywhere in it. Otherwise, you may as well just time skip and have a town full of weed.
Oh, yeah, most avidly played, okay. I guess. It's not like the top sales or anything.
All right, the next piece of news is they are releasing a Grease video game.
What?
What?
Yes.
What the fuck? How the fuck do you do that?
Hold on a second, I gotta check.
How the fuck do you even do that?
Yeah, no, how it can even be made into a game?
Seriously. How? How the fuck can you make that into a game?
I imagine it'll probably be a music and type a game like those.
Is it gonna be like...
Alright, hey, this reminds me. Hey guys, you ever remember that shit like way back in the Atari where they had fucking retarded ass games that didn't do shit? Like, what was one of them? E.T. E.T. was like that shit. Like, all you do is, like, run across the screen. That is it.
Why would you want to play E.T.? Well, you actually had
Look it up.
E.T. is literally the worst game in the world.
Yeah. Like, there's a whole fucking thing on it where they had a bunch of them, and they buried them out in the desert somewhere, and then some people went and dug them all up. I'm serious. Dude, look that shit up. I fucking seen it on YouTube or some shit. I don't remember where the hell I seen it.
Yeah, usually on the top 10 worst games ever, E.T. is usually top 2. I think Superman 64 beat it once. But...
That and Custer's Revenge was an Atari game where the whole goal is to go fuck an Indian girl.
You're using the wrong word there, dude.
That's not the worst. That's the best game of all time right
You play that shit every day, don't you, Sean?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, Grease, the video game, what the fuck. The next piece of news is they are making a new Twilight movie, Twilight 2.
Moving on, let's go.
I still rest with the fact that the first Twilight movie was not that
bad. Twilight.
Stopped at the first fucking book.
If you could stick your dick in a movie, that would be it.
Anyway, the next one, they are making a live-action Alice in Wonderland starring Johnny Depp.
Yeah, this is going to be like a dark view of Alice in Wonderland? Or is it Walt Disney?
It's being done by Tim Burton. If you scroll down, there's a picture of Johnny Depp, which is going to look like it's in my head there.
You know that guy still does drugs or something and dressing like that.
Dude, I hope they don't fuck up the Cheshire Cat. I don't give a shit about the rest of the fucking movie, but they better not fuck up the Cheshire Cat. They should spend, like, all their R&D right on the fucking Cheshire Cat and then make the rest of the movie. So
they got the two chubby kids.
Nobody gives a shit about the chubby fucks. Everybody knows for Alice in Wonderland because of the fucking rabbit and the Cheshire Cat. And maybe the caterpillar that gets high if you're a pothead.
I think it should be interesting. Alice in Wonderland's always been a pretty good, interesting movie, or book, so.
Seems like it was well made for a stoner, for kids.
It is such a stoner flick. You are right. The next piece of news is there actually might finally be a third Mortal Kombat movie.
Excuse me?
The first Mortal Kombat was fucking kick-ass. I loved that movie, but the second one sucked major dick. So
I think it's still sucking dick right now.
So maybe the third one could be pretty good, because the first one was actually pretty badass. Alright, that's done with the news. Now we'll go ahead and get on to reviews. I'll go ahead and, because we actually have some this time, I'll go ahead and get on to my first review. I went ahead and watched Watchmen recently.
Oh yeah, that was a pretty good movie.
Yeah,
what
I thought...
was the name of that one guy with the mask or whatever?
Rorschach.
Yeah, he was my favorite character.
Yeah, the movie was badass. There was a little too much blue cock for my taste at times, but...
Yeah, that's what I was saying. He was emo. Well, he was sort of emo, even though people said he didn't really have much emotion.
It was a good movie. I definitely recommend it. It has some issues with the movie, mainly that it only really has two good characters. The rest of the characters are kind of dull and boring. One's like a complete Batman ripoff, but he's like really bad.
Hey, he was whooping ass, though. Him and that chick that he fucked in his little airship.
It's a great movie overall. The ending kind of was... And because, you know, my favorite character, you know, got, you know, something bad happened to him, so I don't want to spoil it for anyone. But I definitely recommend watching it.
Dude, I get them assholes like that in FF11. They don't fucking ever talk, and you don't even know if they're like a guy or not. I'm like, yo, I bet you this is like some 13-year-old kid. Like, no, man, I'm like 27. I'm like, get a fucking mic.
So I don't talk on there, but it's only because I'm too lazy.
But do you even get on vent and shit?
Well, yeah, but it's only for events, so I actually know what's going on.
Like, if somebody asks you a question, how would you respond? Would you type it out, or would you just push the button and say,
yeah, yeah, I'd say something.
Yeah, these people refuse. I mean, they got a mic and all that shit. They refuse to talk. They will only listen, and they type all their answers out and shit. So people in LS chat, they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because they don't hear the voice.
Well, I push to talk sometimes. It's just easier to type, but normally I do type it. I mean, I do say something if I really have to. I mean, it's depend. Yeah, I know what you mean.
To talk about
I've occasionally chatted in online games, but I've messed it up because I'm not quite sure which switch is the speak button on my mic.
Are you talking right now then?
No, I'm talking about the one for my 360. That one isn't labeled in any way. Just red and green.
Then you just put your own push to talk on anywhere on the keyboard, pretty much.
Nobody.
And you have. I'm not even talking about whatever you're talking about. I'm talking about the Xbox 360 thing.
Yeah, I don't have a 360. I think I buy one. Taking shit on it.
Yeah. What?
Did you say you take a shit on your 360?
But if I ever were to buy one, I'd just take a shit on it.
No, they don't. You don't shit on 360. 360 takes a shit on you.
Literally.
What do we do to this time? Oh, look, Red Ring of Death. That's about equal of, I don't know, X-Wax.
Now I know TJ has a review if he wants to go ahead and go with that.
Dude, Transformers, kick ass, go watch it. Enough said. No, seriously, it was a good movie. It was 2.5 hours long. So it's a long ass movie, and every part of it was fucking. You was into it all the time, man. It wasn't boring. It wasn't not off. It was nothing. It was totally shit, full of action, everything. I don't understand how anybody could hate it. You know what I mean?
I'll probably go see it just to see some buildings fall over and stuff explode.
Well, fuck yeah, man. I mean, just watching shit blow up. Who the fuck cares when else happens? At least, you know? If anything, just go watch shit blow up. But fuck, man, it was a good storyline. Had great shit in it. I mean, you know, all right, yeah, Megan Fox is hot and shit. You know, people love that shit. But fuck, it was full action. Hot chicks, you know, cool storyline, everything. It was all good.
The main complaint I'm getting from the movie is that people are pissed off Optimus Prime returns in like SSJ4 Optimus Prime or some shit.
What?
Huh? Well, he gets his fucking jetpack and shit. But if anybody knows anything,
he
hadn't even got his gun yet. Like, he's got a jetpack or whatnot from this one. But then he gets his gun later on, even. But fuck, he hasn't even gone Super Saiyan 4 or whatever the fuck. Because once when he gets his gun, he starts fucking shit up. But they haven't showed that yet, which is probably going to be the next movie. I don't know. They had Devastator in it, which is cool. Some of the people I was talking to on the last Transformers, they had a dude named Devastator. But it wasn't the right guy. It was the tank guy. So everybody's like, man, that ain't right. He was big. He had like 5 dudes put together and shit, you know? But they finally had him in this one, and then everybody kind of touched up about that shit. The only complaint I could see a lot of people having with it is too much, I guess, sexual shit or whatnot. Like, they had the fucking 2 dogs humping each other and shit. I mean, I was like, you know, I was like, what the fuck, you know? Like, it didn't really bother me, but I was like, man, that's kind of dumb. You know, get on with this shit, you know? Like, I got little kids watching this shit.
Sean's got to go watch it now. He has 2 dogs up in it. He's all over that shit now.
Yeah, I'm about to see that tomorrow.
Bestiality porn is up for renewal.
Remember to bring your lotion.
Don't need it now. Just spit. Like,
alright, now we'll get on to some game reviews. I have recently picked up playing Prince of Persia, Sands of Time, and yes, that's an old-ass fucking game. The game is actually really fucking good. I was surprised. The rewind feature is really nice because I'm a dumbass and I jump off ledges a lot. And it's nice just to be able to rewind and go back and do it again. So it's a really nice game. I definitely recommend it for anyone that enjoys, you know, just a good old fucking good game, basically. You know, a well-built game. It's definitely better than Assassin's Creed. Everyone's like, oh, Assassin's Creed's the greatest game ever. Get Prince of Persia. The old Prince of Persia. Assassin's Creed is great the first, like, 2 hours, 3 hours you play. It's, like, fun as fuck. It's like GTA. GTA is fucking awesome the first 3 to 4 hours you play it. But afterwards, you know, you just get tired of beating up hoes with a baseball bat.
I actually enjoyed the...
That's why you, instead, you load them into a vehicle and then you drive it. releases fast speeds and they jump out at the last second, so that means bleeding to their death against the semi.
That's just dodging the inevitable, you know, yours.
Yeah, I know. But it's still fun to do. Hear the screaming as they crash.
You got inventive with your Hulk killing. That's nice, Mecha.
Yeah. Last time I go in a room called Heather's Vagina.
What the fuck? Why are you going into a room named that?
It's the name of a Halo server. I thought it'd be interesting.
That's the worst name ever.
They have some rooms called Hitler's, check out my new porn site. It's at, ramennoodlekingsanus.com.
Do you have to click on your anus to enter the website?
Yeah. Then you have to dingle my balls to see the, behind the scenes.
Have you guys played the game World of Goo?
Yes, I have. That's actually a pretty good game.
The hell is it?
It's on the Wii. It's a downloadable game.
But it's on the PC as well, though.
Basically, yes. You take slimy black things and hook them to other slimy black things, and it becomes a big slimy black thing.
There's a few levels where you crush a giant head into little...
It's like a big black cock porno.
Nice.
I'm gonna go ahead and end the show. This is Matt. See ya, everyone.